This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Seaman Johnny Garcia. U.S. Indo-Pacific Command held a change of command ceremony where Admiral Philip Davidson relinquished command to Admiral John Aquilino at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, April 30th. Aquilino became the 26th commander of U.S. Indo-PACOM, which is the nation's oldest and largest combatant command. As a U.S. Indo-PACOM commander, he is charged with leading more than 380,000 soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, guardians, Coast Guardsmen, and Department of Defense civilians. The command is also responsible for all U.S. military activities in the Indo-Pacific, covering 36 nations, 14 time zones, and more than 50% of the world's population. In his remarks, Davidson noted the continued challenges in the region. The strategic competition in the Indo-Pacific is not between two nations. It is a contest between liberty, the fundamental idea behind a free and open Indo-Pacific, and authoritarianism and the absence of liberty, said Davidson. The United States has always demonstrated a willingness to stand up for, to defend, and to put our lives on the line in the name of liberty. U.S. Indo-PACOM protects and defends in concert with other U.S. government agencies, the territory of the United States, its people, and its interests. In local news, Armed Forces Entertainment is proud to announce that world-renowned illusionist Rob Blake will be premiering a grand-scale illusion and magic show for active-duty U.S. military and their families deployed all over the world. As a performer who's been entertaining for nearly 15 years on bases around the world, Blake will now stream his distinct act to screens everywhere for 2 weeks in May, available from now through May 14th on AFE's YouTube channel. For more information, be sure to check out MWR Rota's Facebook page. Reporting from Nav State Rota, I'm Seaman Johnny Garcia.